And we're off to the races.
Were we racing too?
No, we're not.
Oh,
Time for the good stuff. We're going to sit right where we're at.
okay.
Okay. Hey, everybody, it is. That's right. Mike and Kim with the good stuff. And you know why we share good stuff, don't you? Because it's healthy for you.
That's right. It's been proven that if you laugh a little bit, you smile a little bit, it's good for you.
That's right. So we're just here to improve your health.
I have more of the Chuck Norris sayings today. He passed away on the 19th, and so we're going to honor him by giving a few more of those Chuck Norris is so tough type things.
Very good. I liked those. And when you think of him, they certainly fit. Tri-State Livestock News, you know, is your trusted source for all things agriculture, and they love to share the good stuff. From connecting buyers and sellers around the clock to providing the latest news and updates in the industry, Tri-State Livestock News is what ranchers read. I encourage you to check them out. It's tsln.com.
Discover the hidden gems of the Sandhills. You do that by going to visitvalentine.org. And the Cherry County Visitors Promotion Board invites you to check out all the different things to do here in the Cherry County area. Maybe a trip through Snake Falls, Smith Falls, Berry Falls. There's a lot of just water. There's over 200 waterfalls right around here. You never thought about that in the Sandhills, did you?
Absolutely not.
Yeah.
I want to take a day sometime and go find them and count them.
Someday that we'll talk about some of the museums as well. But it all starts by going to visitvalentine.org. So, Chuck Norris. I left you off with Chuck Norris can dribble a bowling ball, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Here's a few more of those today. If you want a list of Chuck Norris's enemies, just check the extinct species list.
Whoa.
Chuck Norris has never blinked in his entire life. Never.
I believe it. I believe.
Chuck Norris once shot an enemy plane down with his finger just by yelling, "Bang." Chuck Norris can have both feet on the ground and still kick your butt at the same time.
Indeed.
Chuck Norris can do a wheelie on a unicycle.
Ooh, now that is tricky.
Once a cobra bit Chuck Norris's leg, after 5 days of excruciating pain, the cobra died.
I knew that had to go that direction, right? Everybody, y'all saw that.
Chuck Norris once won a game of Connect Four in 3 moves.
Ooh.
And when the boogeyman goes to sleep at night, he checks his closet for
Chuck
Norris.
Norris.
Chuck Norris makes onions cry.
Oh.
All right. I have one more of those in honor of the late Chuck Norris. Chuck Norris can strangle you with a cordless phone.
You know, he is quite the legacy, there's no doubt. Well, I've been sharing a few of these wonder how these folks can survive pieces, and I've got a couple more. Several years ago, we had an intern who was none too swift. One day she was typing and turned to a secretary and said, "I'm almost out of typing paper. What do I do?" "Use the copier machine paper," the secretary told her. With that, the intern took her last remaining blank piece of paper, put it on the photocopier, and proceeded to make 5 blank copies.
You got to think about that one, don't you?
Oh my gosh, they might have a bit of a learning curve for the real world. I was in a car dealership a while ago when a large motorhome was towed into the garage. The front of the vehicle was in dire need of repair, and the whole thing generally looked like an extra in Twister. I asked the manager what had happened. He told me that the driver had set the cruise control and then went into the back to make a sandwich.
Ooh, really? No.
How do these folks survive?
I don't know. That's crazy.
That's what I think. I'm not sure.
Do you know where the term jump on the bandwagon came from?
No, but I bet you're going to tell us.
I'm going to share that. I'm going to enlighten you a little bit today.
Okay.
So this goes back to the mid-1800s. Circuses would parade around town before setting up, with bandwagons leading the parade. They drew large crowds, and politicians started renting space on the bandwagons to get face time with an audience. That's where they came up with jump on the bandwagon.
Just trying to get an audience.
Trying to get it out there. It's a political season, you know. You got to do about anything that we can to get out there in front of the public.
I guess. I don't think you ever stop giving. I really don't. I think it's an ongoing process, and it's not just about being able to write a check. It's being able to touch somebody's life.
And if you'd like to touch somebody's life, maybe it's something you've got stuck away in a drawer or a book somewhere. Maybe a poem that you had written.
Or a true story.
Or it could be a true story.
We love true stories too.
And if you'd like to share that, and we can use your name or not, whatever you like on that, send it to kimhburge@gmail.com. And keep listening to the good stuff.